Everybody, this is Y'all Heard,
a podcast where me, Marissa Phillips,
and me, Pete Phillips,
and we're not related.
And this is a show for curious people who want to hear about a variety of topics out there in the world, from
food
to fetishes,
celebrities
to unsung heroes, from things you think you know to
things you didn't know you needed to know.
Hey, Marissa, I don't care about how you are this week. I care about how your soda is. In honor of Michael Vinos, we're going to do a taste test of the Oreo Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Fizzy Cookie Flavored Soda. Ooh, that's a lot.
I was almost tempted to get the soda-flavored Oreos, which I can't eat, but I was going to eat one. But then that's...
Bitch, you have them? I don't have them. I can't find them.
So here's the thing. I didn't, but they were available on Amazon. Right. Be delivered to me by next day, and then I sat on it, and now they're not available.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Well, I had them available. I could get them shipped to me from Target. You might be able to get them shipped. I don't mean like same day delivery. I mean like shipped in a couple days.
Yeah.
Sadly, I don't have a 7-Eleven because 7-Eleven has a Coke Zero Sugar Oreo flavored slushy.
Slushy. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so do you have a Coke ready to try?
Yeah, let's open that up. I'm going to move my mic towards the can so we can hear it.
I got anxious. And, yeah, I was going to say, you open it because I open mine.
Yeah.
I will say, this smells like regular Coke. If this tastes like regular Coke, I'm going to fucking kill somebody.
You're right. It smells like regular Coke.
Okay. Let's go. Ooh, okay. Okay. I will say, does it taste like wildly different from regular Coke? No. But normally with these stupid Coke creations, I need to take a sip and sit with it to get the like flavor note. But I could taste that there was a hint of chocolate from the start. Like, it is not strong, but I taste it.
But it's there, yeah.
Uh-huh, like even from the immediate sip. Oh, yeah, every sip, like...
I like it.
Yeah, like every sip, again, it's not too strong, but you get like... You almost get like... You taste a little chocolate, but with every sip, you also like taste the way an Oreo smells, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's very well put, because that's exactly what I was thinking. I just didn't know how to articulate it.
Yeah, wow, I'm impressed.
They should have definitely mass produced this instead of raspberry spice.
Raspberry spice is so bad. It's so bad. Well, so I'm impressed because, I mean, and I could just be like reading into this because I know what Oreo tastes like, but I almost feel like there's like a second note of vanilla. But,
the cream.
Yeah. Everyone said that this tasted underwhelming and it just barely tasted like chocolate. Someone said it tasted like a normal Coke, and absolutely not. And I thought maybe I was losing my like sense of like, I thought maybe I just couldn't taste small flavor notes because every fucking Coke creation was beginning to just taste like regular Coke. But no, this one, it's good. I recommend it. I'm glad I got a 10 pack of mini cans.
Oh, that's what I got too.
I'm gonna try and hoard more if I can. Yeah, I like Coke better in cans than in bottles.
They don't have this in bottles, do they?
Not like glass bottles, not like big bottles, but like, you know, like the 20.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, so okay, that's how I am. How I am is I fucking got this. I'm so excited because this came out, when we're recording, it came out yesterday and I couldn't get it anywhere. But I managed to get it delivered to me from Walmart by the next day. Because I have food FOMO, and it's becoming ridiculous.
And I was able to go to Target and pick it up. And while I was there, I was like, well, they don't have the Oreos on the website, but maybe they'll have it in store. No, they didn't have it in store.
I was surprised they didn't, because a lot of places were actually getting them before the time.
Right, so, and that's why you can buy a pack of them for $30.
If I buy some... Do you want me to buy you them and I can give them to you when I see you in a couple weeks?
Sure.
I'll see if I could get some. Man, I'm having this beautiful network of people and limited edition snacks, because if I give you these Oreos, I'm helping you out, but I have someone else that picked up tzatziki Lay's chips that are delivering them to me pretty soon.
I don't know, Marissa. This says, I'm looking at Amazon now, and it says free delivery by Sunday. You think I should go for it?
Go for it. Again, there was one of those up yesterday, but they were gone within like within 2 hours. It was no longer there, so get it.
All right.
And I heard that those are impressive. I heard those actually taste like Coke, and apparently they have popping candy in them. Like, I think one of the cookies tastes like Coke, and one of the cookies tastes like regular Oreo. I don't know.
That's what I find interesting, the fact that there's going to be like a chocolate wafer and then this mystery wafer.
I mean, I think that's good because I don't think two Coke-flavored cookies would taste good.
Well, no, I mean, I with all the other ones that I ever see there, it's always like the cream or the cookie is different.
So the fact that
both of them are going to be a little different.
Oh, yeah, and then it says popping candy in the cream. Yeah, there's a lot going on. This is a very impressive collaboration, in my opinion.
Yeah, so I think that given this whole Oreo thing, I think we're having a good week.
Yeah, I would say I'm having a good week.
Yeah.
I mean,
Feels good.
If you give me enough time, I could dig deeper and find how I'm not having a good week.
Totally, yeah.
Oh, before we move on, I am still putting up the Halloween flag on October 1st, but Aaron didn't realize how big it was.
I already put up a Halloween decoration on my door.
Oh, I have a Halloween decoration on my door, and I have a mini Halloween flag. But this one's way bigger than even I realized.
Is it 5x7?
If you give me a moment, I can find out.
My uncle lives out in Texas, and he ordered an American flag because everybody in his neighborhood had an American flag. But when he was ordering it, he didn't quite know what the regular size was.
Yeah, I don't really know what a regular size flag is either.
He ended up accidentally buying a gigantic one. Then he had to go get a longer pole so that he could put it on.
Shit, I can't.
But 3x5, I think, if you're out there, everybody, 3x5 is a safe flag size to get.
3x5, but it just felt gigantic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, Aaron is scared now, but I said it's too late. He already said, there's no turning back. We're putting it. But I promised I wouldn't be for October.
And also, before we move on, please do not be offended by gaps in things that I'm saying or anything like that, because I'm drinking Oreo Coke, all right?
Oh, yeah.
So I might be burpy.
Icebreaker. So, do you have an icebreaker for us?
Yes, Marissa, another thing that I acquired this week is a t-shirt.
All right.
And I thought I had it on me so I could show it to you, mm-hmm. But you know me. It says, I'm kind of an, and then underneath it says, a duck, and there's a picture of a duck nice. That looks
That's
silly.
That's fun.
And so when you told me about your topic for today, I thought, oh, there's a little icebreaker. Marissa, tell me a phrase or idiom that you like with an animal in it.
Oh, God. What really sucks is that, like, I write for a living and was an English major, and I always get confused between similes, metaphors, idioms, phrases for the figurative meaning.
Well, it could be a synonym. Like, if you said, I'm sick as a dog.
Oh.
That would count. But, like...
I don't think I like any.
Are dogs sick?
I don't...
Dogs are perverts. That's what that phrase means. I'm sick as a dog.
I think my mom is sick as a dog. Okay, an idiom with an animal. Do you have your answer?
I do, but I was really hoping I would go second. Wink, wink.
Oh.
So you just take your time.
My favorite,
like an elephant never forgets.
I was gonna make one up, but it didn't even make sense. It was gonna have the word quackers, but that's not an animal. That's just something an animal does.
A turtle in time saves nine.
This is a cute, funny one. I don't say things with animals. I don't.
Surely you must. That's scary as a spider.
Oh, yeah, that's not... Oh, can I just make up idioms? Oh, okay, if I ever said one. Ever. If I've ever said one. I'm reading them now. Maybe I've said... chicken out? Like, I got chicken out of something? Or usually I say, I big a pussy, but you're not supposed to say that.
Or Alicia says, man up.
Yeah, I'm trying to not say that, because I realize it's inappropriate. But maybe I've said chicken out, or maybe I've said, imagine if I was like, oh, I'd love to say I'm an eager beaver. What a bitch.
First thing in the morning.
Maybe once in my life I've said, can't open up a can of worms. When I was a child, I probably
I could see you using can of worms in like a meeting type situation.
Yeah, I feel like I could.
Oh man, that's just going to open up a can of worms, guys. Yeah. You know, and then our communication is going to be crazy. Have you seen this billboard that we didn't translate properly?
Yeah. Oh God. Sometimes I think about the billboard that almost went out without being translated properly, and I wish I could go back in time and not tell them they didn't translate it properly. Guys, if I didn't tell you that story, a billboard almost went out just of a picture of an old man, and they almost put a huge billboard in Philadelphia's highways that just said "old man with mustache" instead of marketing copy. Anyway, I won't say what business almost did that. Yeah, so probably can of worms. Would I say it's my favorite? If I had to pick my favorite, I would say it's "don't have a cow, man."
All right.
But only said by Bart Simpson, not by anyone else.
I think that is perfectly fine, because the one that I was going to tell you about today is not one that I've said out loud.
Okay.
But it's a childhood memory, because my mom had a magnet on the refrigerator, and it said this on it, and it was in the shape of the animal, and I don't know, it always just spoke to me.
Wait, what did it say?
It says, "a whale of a good job."
Aww. That sounds like something your mom would have, because her house is weirdly nautical.
It is.
Like, that's what struck me when I stayed over your house last.
Well, you did spend most of the time in the bathroom.
Yeah, but like...
the bathroom is very nautical.
I feel like there was more. And I was like, why is her house so nautical?
Because we live by the shore.
Yeah, I don't know. Your mother just didn't strike me as someone that was like all in on nautical shit.
Yeah, my mom also wants Adirondack chairs because they look peaceful on a beach, but we're not like... we wouldn't carry the Adirondack chairs to the beach.
Wait, I have to Google what that is. Oh, yeah. Why did I know what that was? I had something in my mind, and I was like, I made that up. Why the fuck would that be an Adirondack chair? Yeah, I love your mom. So that is a good... that is a sort of good segue. Did you know that killer whales are not actually whales?
See? You're welcome.
Yeah, but thank you. Yeah, guys, yeah, good thing. But no, I mean, I thought they were whales. They're actually in the dolphin family. But guys.
Oh, shit. And Marissa, we know how Marissa feels about dolphins.
Yeah, I fucking hate dolphins. They're so fucking gross. If you haven't listened to past episodes, dolphins are known to rape people. Not people. I'm sorry, that's not funny. Dolphins are known to rape other dolphins and kill fellow dolphins that are children in order to have sex with, I don't know, fuck dolphins. Did I do a whole episode on them?
No.
Really? Then did I never, what?
No, I don't, no, you never did this has just been...
I just talk about how much I hate them?
Yeah, this is more of a, like, an ongoing thing, yeah.
Okay, then I'll have to do an episode at one point. But anyway,
but they also... can have romantic relationships with trainers.
Yeah, there was a trainer that had a quote-unquote romantic relationship, but also had to jerk off the dolphin, but for scientific reasons, I think. But then they got, like, they were in love. I hate the world. Anyway, I'm going to move on.
You accidentally make eye contact, and you just don't know what's going to happen.
Gross. Okay, so we're not talking about people jerking off dolphins. We're talking about...
Did you know the kid who was in Free Willy was also in a Michael Jackson music video?
Wait, the kid who was in Free Willy? Really? Okay, guys, for some reason, and I don't know why, I now have nasal issues ever since drinking that soda, so I might have a speech impediment. Isn't Elijah Wood in Free Willy?
No.
Who the fuck is in Free Willy? What the fuck is Elijah Wood in that I thought was Free Willy?
Who is no longer a kid, Jason James Richter.
Oh, I thought, is Elijah Wood in any other sort of child movie?
Yeah, I can look that up if you want.
Yeah, sorry.
While you tell everybody why we're really here, because it's about 30 minutes into the show.
Yeah, oops. Well, I'm hoping we're cutting out the part where I run to the FedEx desk, unless we want them to have a real raw experience.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, today we're talking about...
Flipper.
Oh, okay. Anyway, today we're talking about orca trends. Orcas, a.k.a. killer whales. So, guys, this came up because... So on Last Podcast on the Left, my favorite podcast, they kept mentioning how orcas were attacking boats. And at first, they were like, oh, man, there's something crazy. Like, there's no one knows why, but orcas keep attacking boats. People need to, like, in these certain areas need to, like, be careful because orcas are attacking their boats. And then after hearing them talk about it for a couple times, 1 week they come back and they're like, oh, we heard that orcas attacking boats are just a fad. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And then I looked into it, and apparently there are things called orca fads, so let's talk about it. So, going back to the boat thing, it actually has happened a couple times recently, but when it was really happening was in 2022. Off the western coast of Europe, orcas were ramming into boats. According to reports, orcas were ramming small boats repeatedly. And the orcas would almost always go specifically for the boat's rudder, and they would end up snapping, cracking, or breaking the rudder in some way. This would damage the boats, and sometimes the boats would end up sinking. And this led to a temporary ban on some small boating activities in that surrounding area. The thing is, scientists couldn't figure out why the fuck orcas were doing this. About the situation,
couldn't be all the plastics in the ocean.
Well, no. I mean, I don't know what rudders are made out of, but about this, Alfredo Lopez, a biologist from the University of Santiago, who is part of an organization that is monitoring the situation, he said, quote, at the time, there may have been at least 15 orcas from 6 different groups which were actively participating or acting as observers. And the observer part sounds funnier, that they're just counting orcas who are watching other orcas do that.
This sounds like the siege on the nation's capital.
Yeah, maybe it's
people who loosely have things in common are coming together.
Yep.
And some are just watching, but some are participating. Like my former financial advisor.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that. Oh, God. I'm surely half the people in this town I live in were at the Capitol. But anyway, some researchers stated that they thought the orcas might like the feel of bubbles from boat propellers on their face. They thought that maybe the whales would get frustrated when the propellers weren't running, leading them to ram at the boats like, I want more bubbles on my face. Lopez, who I mentioned, also thought that maybe this was some form of defense against the boats, or maybe like some orcas had bad experiences with boats in the past. Anyway, so a study in the journal Marine Mammal Science suggested, like I said, that past experiences with boats, or maybe just the natural curiosity of these animals could lie behind the behavior. But why would so many of them be doing it?
Yeah.
apparently, between 2020 and 2021, there were 239 cases of this fucking boat ramming shit. Eventually, a number of researchers came to believe that this behavior may have been a temporary cultural fad, with one news outlet saying that it was kind of the orca equivalent of the ice bucket challenge or rickrolling.
I was going to say the Macarena, but yeah,
that
works.
Oh, yeah, that too. And if that's the case, this would not be the first time. For years, researchers have been noticing various...
I really hoped that this episode was going to be about, like, current trends in orca culture.
Wait. So give me an example of what that would look like.
Like, I don't know, like, earrings are hot now for orca.
Sadly,
sorry,
not
they
that.
Don't have ears. Fin ring.
But this next one, I like. This is the only one I like, because the rest are fucked up. But this one seemed funny to me. So yeah, for years researchers have been noticing orcas following trends or fads. excuse me. Orcas, like other dolphin species or whales, have like certain cultures, behaviors that are socially shared and learned within a population. Some are transmitted from older generation to younger ones, or others are shared horizontally, just between members of the same age group. Most often, when a new behavior goes through a community, it has like a clear purpose. But sometimes there are just temporary cultural fads within an orca community that have no obvious utility whatsoever. And when the behavior's novelty is gone, the fad kind of quickly dies out.
Novelty to who, though?
What?
Novelty to who? Among
the
orcas?
To the orcas, yeah. So they're curious animals, and I think they're just engaging with their environment, says Deborah Giles, science and research director of the nonprofit Wild Orca. And in the orca community, apparently adolescents and adult females are the ones most likely to take part in these trends. I guess old dudes just can't be bothered. So what are some other trendy orca behaviors?
This is a kid's game.
Yep. Well, no, and women, adult women. this is my favorite. One of the weirder ones occurred in 1987 among the southern resident population of killer whales, which is that area means it's off the coast of Northern California, Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. A single female orca began swimming around with a dead salmon placed on top of her nose. And before long, several others in her pod, which, by the way, pods are groups of maternally related individuals. That's how most orcas like live their life in pods.
You know, like pod wad one.
Yeah. Before long, several other orcas in the pod began carrying a dead salmon on their nose for the next couple of weeks. Over about 6 weeks, the trend spread throughout not just the one pod, but throughout three other pods in the surrounding area. And people were just going to town with salmon on their noses. Like, it was just like a cool little fashion trend. Then, just as suddenly as it began, it went out of fashion. And no one was putting salmon on their nose anymore. And more than 30 years later, yeah, researchers haven't found any, like, actual purpose, like any actual functional purpose for why orcas would be putting salmon on their noses. Another trend that has been spotted, which is way less fun, is the killing of porpoises. Mm. Now, why, again, this is not functional is because orcas do not eat porpoises. They just kind of play with the porpoises for a while, and the porpoises eventually die. The behavior began in one family group and then spread throughout the whole southern resident community. So the same area that was putting fish on their noses. And it was documented starting in the 70s, but it's actually been happening increasingly. I can't talk. I'm sorry. I have a nasal problem. And it's just, like, throwing off how I'm speaking. It first was documented in the 70s, and now people have been seeing it happen again lately for no obvious explanation. They're just like, ooh, let's play with porpoises again.
Yeah, let's just kill some porpoises.
And lastly, there is the crab trap game. Jared Towers, director of... Ooh, wait, what is this? Cytology. Oh, okay. The director of Bay Cytology. Cytology is apparently the branch of marine mammal science with whales and dolphins and whatnot. Anyway, director of Bay Cytology has observed orcas interacting with crab and prawn fishing gear, off the west coast of America. Quote, they're wrapping themselves up in the lines, they're picking up crab pots or prawn traps in their mouths, and just moving them to different locations. There doesn't appear to be any reason for it, because orcas don't eat crabs and they don't eat prawns. In short, it's just maybe some kind of game. Like, they're just like, a bunch of them are just like, moving the traps? I don't know. That just sounds so stupid.
Yeah, they're just screwing with you.
Yeah.
And by you, I mean us. They're screwing with people.
So yeah, I don't know. All of these just seem sort of silly, with some of them unfortunately being dangerous for the porpoises, for example. But like, it also like tells you a lot about orcas. I don't think I really thought about how smart orcas were, and I also didn't know that they were like linked to dolphins. I don't know. I don't give a shit about shit. But yeah, so I was like, oh, that's interesting. So orcas exhibit highly social behaviors and advanced cognitive abilities similar to dolphins. They are, like I said, members of the oceanic dolphin family called, I'll probably pronounce it wrong, Delphinidae. This classification reflects their closer genetic and behavioral links to dolphins rather than whales. Orcas also exhibit complex social structures, communication skills, and problem-solving abilities. This can be seen in their strategic hunting methods. Orcas in Antarctica have been observed working together to create waves that wash seals off of ice floes, making them easier to catch. And this coordinated behavior not only shows their ability to work as a team, but it also shows that they engage in tactical planning and execution.
Warmongers.
Yeah. Killer whales live in
Madagascar.
Oh, matrilineal family groups called pods, so like offshoots of the mother. These pods are not just familial units. They operate as their social networks where they gain knowledge, hunting techniques, and they also, all these pods have unique dialects, which are believed to help members communicate and coordinate during hunting and helps maintain their strong social bonds. So these complex communication and social structures are crucial to their survival and reproductive success. So I'm just, you know, explaining that to say that what they're doing is probably not random because they're really smart. So I don't know. Maybe they're just fucking with people for fun. Maybe salmons on their head are fashion. I don't know. So since orcas are linked to dolphins, as I said, it
also, you don't know. But I do beg of you, could you speculate?
Speculate what?
Whether or not it is fashion.
Yeah, I've decided it's fashion.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are unfortunately all of the orca trends I could find, but I was like, oh, well, they're linked to dolphins. The dolphins are really smart. Do dolphins have trends as well? Well, this seems a little less of a fad and more of like a way they socialize, but I just thought I'd share this thing that is widely reported about bottlenose dolphins off of Shark Bay, Australia. Now, they're known to have little social cliques dependent on whether or not a dolphin is wearing a nose sponge. Man, they're really into shit on their noses. If you're like, what the fuck does that mean? So yeah. By sponges, I mean filter feeding invertebrates that kind of look like sponges. And some dolphins like to wear them on their nose. Specifically, mostly female dolphins in the area will wear these marine basket sponges on their noses or beaks to help them scour the bottom, the sandy bottoms of the channels that they swim in for fish. And apparently those with nose sponges will associate more with others that have nose sponges and kind of like blow off those without nose sponges. It's like you're either in our group or you're not. Yeah. these results initially surprised researchers because sponge-using dolphins, which researchers called spongers, are usually thought to be solitary for the most part. But then, you know, they saw that, no, it's not that they necessarily won't talk to anyone, but they will only talk to other spongers. So, yeah, over 22 years of observing the Shark Bay dolphins, they noticed the pattern. And it seemed that spongers were going out of their way to hang out with other spongers. And I don't know if you want to see, you can Google a picture of these spongers. It looks kind of funny. Also, you could Google the orcas with salmon on their noses. I find that more fun for some reason. You know, I haven't read whether or not orcas rape other orcas, so maybe that's why I like orcas more than dolphins. I don't find dolphins cute at all anymore because of that. But I find orcas adorable, even though they've killed people. But I feel like that's because the orcas were being abused. But that's a whole other thing. Anyway.
Oh, it auto-completed to orca salmon hats.
See? Well, someone knows.
Okay, a lot of these are photoshopped, excuse me.
But there is, I know.
There are real ones.
Photoshopped, but there is a real one in there somewhere. Man, a lot of them are photoshopped, yeah? Oh, one of them is kind of gruesome and has the salmon's like guts coming out. That's not a fun one. There's at least one out there that's not gross. Anyway, I will admit this is a short topic because that is what I have, but I thought it was fun that I didn't want to not do it because I just thought it was so silly, except for the porpoises being killed.
Oh, God. Well, unfortunately, Marissa, I opened an incognito window and discovered that, yeah, orcas aren't so hot.
Okay. Well, then I hate all of them. They can all fuck themselves.
I mean, one of the words that it brings up to describe one of the things you talked about is torture.
Yeah.
How they play with animals until they die.
Yeah. Oh, so if you are familiar with, what was it called? Black
fish.
Water? Blackfish, yeah. I actually didn't see blackfish. But if you're just familiar with the whole story about how whales in SeaWorld were killing people, I do remember that there's one story of a guy who snuck into one of the killer whale's tanks, and the whale was just kind of like, yeah, basically playing with him. Like just flopping him in the air and playing with him probably to death. So, yeah, they are known to do that. So, yeah, okay, never mind. Fuck killer whales. Yeah. So, any thoughts?
Don't you think it's kind of funny? And I had this thought before I knew what your topic was. That, like, a whale jumps up out of water and kind of, like, turns and then splashes back on its back. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
What do you mean? Like, what's its alternative?
Like, it could come up and then come back in on its belly. But sometimes they come up.
Oh, but wouldn't that be like a belly flop made it hurt its belly? Same way how humans don't really jump in the water on their belly.
Well, I guess we are both mammals.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my best guess off the top of my head, which is probably stupid.
Among the pictures of orca salmon hats is a picture of a bunny with a pancake on its head.
Aww. Now I just Googled that. Aww, that's cute. Guys, Google bunny with pancake on its head. Anyway. Yeah, animals with things on their heads are funny.
Except yeah. Birds with hats. That's not funny.
Yeah. You're right. Especially if you glue the hats on them.
Right.
Animals with things glued on their heads are not funny. But yeah, anyway. So that's, like I said, I know it's kind of short, but I just thought it was fun. And I felt like you needed to know.
I think we did enough padding at the beginning as well.
Yeah.
Plugs.
So do you have any plugs?
Yeah, and then sometimes we end up in conversation when we start talking about plugs, too. I guess I'm going to plug this limited edition Oreo Coke Zero.
Yeah. Fucking good.
But
this would be good as an ice cream float. I'm going to make an ice cream float.
What kind of ice cream?
You probably don't like it, but I'm mint chocolate chip.
Oh, okay. It'd
probably just be better with vanilla.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have that, Pete. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you done? I thought you were saying more.
This is. I knew there was a reason why I wanted to tell you that I got a new phone. This might not be a surprise to you, Marissa, or you gentle listener, but I didn't know that new phones don't have headphone jacks.
Oh, yeah.
And recently, I've been trying to find, like, the best earbuds that would stay in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a phone that doesn't have...
Oh, that's the thing.
So there's an adapter that you can use, sure. But I have accidentally become one of those people who has wireless earbuds. And I don't feel good about it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't feel good about it either. I mean, you could get one that goes into the charging. You could get one like that has a thing that goes into the charging hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I also wasn't into it, and I kept telling Aaron, but then he bought me really nice wireless ones for Christmas, so now I have to lean into it full hog. Oh, is that yeah. And now I like it. But yeah, I didn't want to at first, but now that I got used to them because he forced me, now I like it, and I can't.
Are you able to have conversations, like use it as like a phone, as like a mic?
It's possible. I normally don't like to because they're noise canceling, and noise canceling makes me feel discombobulated.
Okay. But I just turned that off. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like not hearing the noise. But in terms of plugs, I guess I don't really have anything to plug this episode, except that I want you guys, you know, like, many of us cannot afford to pay for every subscription service out there. Mm-hmm. So I want you to remember that all this streaming stuff is a business, right? And so, like, right now, I don't remember. I think Chucky is on Netflix right now.
Okay.
But, like, next month, he's going to be where he belongs, which is on Peacock, because that's where that's the company.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's weirdly
and
specific.
And so, I guess what I'm saying is, you might have to dip into some of your horror movies early, because when October comes, you might not have access to them.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Okay.
And then you won't have access to them for October, and then when you're all hopped up and sort of like over the horror, then they'll come back in November and you'll be like, I want turkey movies.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We all want turkey movies.
But, yeah. I guess the other thing I can plug is Patreon.
Yeah.
Our Patreon, specifically.
Yeah, not the website.
Patreon.com/y'allheard, where you can hear me ruin Miller's Girl, and as a bonus, you'll hear me ruin another movie this month. That's 2 in 1 month. Take
Ooh,
that.
Okay. Yeah, pizza. I liked listening to Pizza Review of Miller's Girl because I've been hearing about Miller's Girl for a while, but I never got around to it because Jenna Ortega annoys me. But anyway.
Man, she annoys the shit out of you in that movie.
I gotta say, though, I hate her a little less after seeing Beetlejuice 2. but it's very slow. Anyway, I will plug. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you still going? Did I get to
check? No, I guess I'm done. Yeah, go for it.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I, I will plug two things. I will plug, I told you my favorite podcast is Last Podcast on the Left. They are doing a series on deaths by killer whales that is very interesting. So I recommend that. They drop part one. By the time this comes out, they probably will drop part two. And I will also plug Beetlejuice. Which, I really like it. Are you going to watch it at all, or not really?
No, probably not. Maybe in a few years, like if it's on TV or something.
Well, I will say, I mean, obviously, like, it's not the original. It's not as good as the original. It has a less cohesive plot, and it has less, like, I was saying it has less heart than the original. Mm. But it is funnier, like, way funnier, and is chaotic in, like, a fun way. So I actually would give it, like, a high score. I would give it a 7 out of 10 as long as you don't get fixated on plot holes and you don't expect it to live up to the original. I thought it was a really fun movie. I think I want to watch it again. So, yeah, those are my two plugs.
Nice. Yeah. I saw I saw this thing where Winona Ryder was saying that she doesn't like... She gets frustrated by her younger co-stars who are not interested in making movies.
Yeah.
The first thing they say is, how long is it? Like, how long do I have to be here?
Yeah, I will say the Beatles movie is less than 2 hours.
But that in a way does kind of remind me of, and, you know, again, I feel bad because I judge Jenna Ortega based on her characters, but I also feel like you don't really get to know her. It's not like she's, like, showing up, you know, being herself in anything.
Yeah.
Maybe in, like, interviews and stuff. I don't know, but I don't watch them. So, anyway, yeah, I was like, oh, she must be talking about her because that girl seems not interested. She doesn't seem interested in anything that she's doing. But, again, maybe that's just part of her thing.
I'm sorry. You're incorrect. I know exactly who she's talking about. She never named them, of course. Which she probably feels bad because everyone is pointing out who she's talking about. But she is definitely talking about Millie Bobby Brown, who in an interview says she doesn't like movies because she has no attention span. And she's always like, how long is this? I can't sit long. So yeah, she's definitely talking about Millie Bobby Brown.
That's ableist to say that.
I mean, I don't know exactly what she said, but, Jenna Ortega seems annoying, but she does seem like she like, watches films and respects directors.
Of course, she watches films.
Well, I didn't mean to read it that way.
She doesn't watch movies.
So my point is, I definitely don't think it was about her. I think it was definitely about Millie Bobby Brown. So, guys, if you see Beetlejuice and want to tell me your review, if you get to try the Coke and want to tell us what your thoughts are, yeah, Mike Vinos, if you get it, let us know what you think. You can call us at 570-PODWAD1.
Woo! You can also email us at yallheardpod@gmail.com.
And as always, you can slide into my DMs at Riss Vandal. And guys, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah. Bye.